all along. We don't have all these agencies. When did it start and how did it start?
It's really interesting. So as we talked about in crisis and command, executive power really expands during two periods of crisis, hence the name of the book, wars, emergencies. But when those crises would pass, the executive branch would shrink and the government would shrink. Woodrow Wilson, I think, is really the intellectual father figure of the kind of administrative state we have today. He saw the expansion of agencies and government power during wartime, and he wanted to make it permanent. You know, he wanted to make it last beyond wars. He thought that was efficient government. He got those ideas actually from Germany, where he, I think, came to admire the Prussian system of government administration.
You know, that's long, a whole book you have
yeah,
to do
before,
that.
Before
Wilson started some of his beliefs.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't that a lot of beliefs?
Yeah.
But really a very influential political scientist before he was president, and this was his view.
And then expanded by?
Then FDR. FDR, though, was the one who made it permanent in the crisis of the Great Depression. He took Wilson's ideas and Wilson's model and made it permanent. And that's those are the agencies we're still living with. Then it got kind of supercharged by LBJ in the Great Society programs. And then I would say President Obama is sort of the last version of the great expansion that we're living through right now that builds on FDR and LBJ, but then even farther. It's like now we are on
John,
Great Society on steroids.
You